This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 7, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperature in the upper 30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 11:14 a.m. and 11:38 p.m. Lynn will be hosting a biotech summit tomorrow. The Daily Item is reporting today that the summit will focus on the city's biotech readiness and pathways to a career in biotech and biomanufacturing. The event will be held at the Lynn Museum on Washington Street. The Gloucester Times is reporting today that the land trust organization Greenbelt has completed three parcels in West Gloucester. The land projects are the 14-acre Thompson Street Church lot, the 4-acre Sunset Mountain Gateway, and three parcels totaling 17.57 acres recently acquired from National Grid. Nahant Town Hall will be hosting an event on housing tomorrow night at 7 p.m. The presentation and discussion will feature Nahant housing data on affordability, demographics, and housing stock. We have additional information on the event posted below here on North Shore Today with a link to click to register in advance for the event. Our website will be concluding our series of interviews with the five candidates running for mayor in Salem this week when we post an interview tomorrow with Stacia Kraft. The other four candidates have all been featured in interviews over the last 2 weeks. We are also posting audio clips from last week's candidates forum held at Salem State. Today on our North Shore Today post, we have all five candidates discussing housing. Tonight will be a big night for local basketball teams. Bill Newell has the details next in sports.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics let another one slip away last night, losing to Cleveland 118-114 in overtime. Portland comes to town tomorrow night. The Bruins are off until Thursday night when they host Edmonton. And the Red Sox beat the Tigers yesterday 7-1. Chris Sale with two shutout innings. High school tournament basketball playoffs tonight, D1. Beverly travels to North High School in Worcester. Panther coach Matt Karakoudis on the tough matchup tonight.
They're very athletic. They have two really big athletic big men around 6'6", 6'5". They have a bunch of guards. They play eight or nine guys. They can all play. They're all fast. They're all athletic. Basically Ryder on either one of the bigs and Dylan on any of their guards is going to be a great matchup to watch. And then we're going to have to see how Noe and Max and those guys we just talked about can defend some of those other guards, because some of them are excellent shooters. They're lightning quick. And, I mean, North has been pretty much everybody's preseason favorite from the get-go to win this whole tournament. So we're going to give it our best shot and see if we can knock them off in their gym.
In D2, Marblehead plays at Pope Francis. Marblehead coach Mike Giardi on getting their offense going tonight.
No, you know, we want to get up and down the floor. And I think most high school teams don't want to get stuck in a set offense. They may want to slow down the pace of the game, but they don't necessarily want to get stuck running, you know, a set against the zone or a set against the man. You'd rather try to let the kids be creative. For us, the creativity is, and that freedom comes from just being able to get up and down the floor and really stretch it both length and width. And we've done a pretty good job of that this year.
Also in D2, Salem plays at Mansfield. Salem is led by Brayson Green, but as Coach Tom Doyle points out, there are other pieces to the Salem High success pie.
You know, I'll start off with Jack Doyle has really been like the facilitator of this team and the leader of this team on the court. And, you know, he's had nights where he scored, you know, 15 or 20, but he also has scored points, games where he's just got, you know, 13 assists. And so he's done a great job of leading this team and keeping everyone calm and floor balance. Chris Quajazi, another senior captain, is also, he is just invaluable because he's a soccer player that took up the game real late, but great athlete. So he's oftentimes one of our lead defenders. He's one of our leading rebounders, and he handles the ball when teams put pressure on Jack and Brayson, and he's a guy that we can go to handle the ball and bring the ball up with no pressure because he's really a tough matchup. And we'll go right down the starters. Corey Grimes is our guy that has done a nice job for us underneath. He's a wide body, strong kid. Very similar to the rest of the guys. Had games where he's had some, 12, 14, 18 points. But also has games where he doesn't score, but he's still effective out there on the rebounding side of the ball. And like I just said, he took two huge charges the other night. And Devontae Ozuna is a kid that defensive specialist. He'd much rather play defense than offense. And he does a great job on opposing teams' best player. And Eddie Butler is a guy that has started some games for us and now is our sixth man, and he came in and banged three threes the other day. He's a slasher. He can shoot it. He's really done a nice job. And Rocco Ryan gets some minutes off the bench, and he's another defensive specialist, hustle guy. So we've had all kinds of guys step up at different times this year and do some special things for us to get us some victories. I mean, I'm very proud of this team.
Salem coach Tom Doyle. In D3, Gloucester hits the road tonight to play at Spelman. Fisherman coach Adam Philpott, well, his team has been playing great defense of late. Their two tournament wins have been defensive success stories, but they'll have to step up on the offensive end tonight.
You know, if we can keep the floor spread on offense, we have some playmakers that should be able to hold their own out there. And just in talking to some coaches that have played Cardinal Spelman this year, they think it'll be a really competitive game, a really good game, and that's what we're looking for. We think if, we can keep that defensive effort up from the new Mission game and, just get some more timely shooting from the perimeter especially, I think we'll be in good shape.
Our website will be posting a series of hockey interviews today with big games on the schedule for tomorrow night, so be sure to check back. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.